This is a HeadGum Original.
Ooh! Are you trying to get your mug a beat? Are you trying to contour those brow bones? Maybe you're trying to lift those cheeks, mommy. Well, if you're gonna do it, you need to do it with a quality product. That's why I am tired of beauty products not meeting my standards. It's time to reshape the beauty world as we know it. Well, wait no longer. Meet Worthy We Cosmetics, the first sustainable luxury beauty brand in the US. I love Worthy We because they have amazing cream bronze tours, as they say them, which is sort of like this cream blush that sculpts your skin and also like covers all the imperfections. As a newer drag queen, I need help from a gorgeous product like this because Worthy We Cosmetics are vegan, cruelty-free, and even the packaging is biodegradable. So not only do I get my bronze tour shade like perfectly blended into my mug, I'm able to build like a new beauty routine. It's so easy to use, unlike some products that are confusing. These cream blushes are buildable in a way that you can't go wrong. Like, they're unbelievable. They're unrivaled. It's become a beauty favorite for me. Truly, the wear and finish is smooth, clean. I know you're gonna love them as much as I do, especially if someone like me who's brand new to creams and contourings. If you're as new as I am and you could look as smooth as this skin is looking, you're gonna love it. So treat yourself and experience the sustainable luxury beauty brand right now. Treat yourself and experience the sustainable luxury beauty brand. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20%, oh my God, 20% off your first order at Worthy We Cosmetics, spelled WORTHYOUI cosmetics.com, and use promo code DRAGHER. That's Worthy OUI cosmetics.com, and use promo code DRAGHER for 20% off your first order.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Still about to throw some shade, Kiki with the gaze. It's time to drag her. Time to drag her. Drag her.
Caught me with my drawers down. You're listening to the one and only RuPaul's Drag Race Recap Podcast, available on the entire internet. I'm Manu Agapian. My bosom is heaving as I'm here with my amazing special guest, longtime friend, comedian, movie star. I just, one of the best fucking people this earth has to offer. It's Nico Santos.
Hello.
Nico, hi.
Good morning.
Morning, bitch.
Morning, babe.
It's so good to see you. I'm really loving that we're seeing more of each other these days.
I know.
Isn't that fun?
I'm glad we've like reconnected, you know?
We have.
I saw a lot of you like when we first met, and then
I know
life happened, and then now we're like hanging out more, and I do enjoy it. Well,
it's because also you're an amazing host and you actually invite people to your fucking house and you have cute parties with Zeke and it's wonderful.
It's basically just like I'm old and I don't want to go out anymore.
Yes.
So I just want people to come
bring
to me.
People. You bring people to you.
Yeah. Come to my house. It's a nice house. Let's hang. And then
really
when we're
cute.
Done hanging out,
go away.
Get the fuck out of here.
I fucking love that. This reminds me, I have to, just so I can have this documented somewhere. You know, we met when you were like doing CBS showcase and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And it brings me so much joy because I remember that time you were living in West Hollywood in an apartment. And at the time, you were the only one unsure of your impending success. Like, everyone around you was like, bitch, you're the shit. And you were like, I don't know if I am. And Nico, it brings me so much joy to know you were wrong. Like,
I still feel that way.
No,
the imposter syndrome is strong with this one.
Well, imposter syndrome truly is like herpes. It's everywhere.
It's bad. I mean, obviously certain days are better than others, but like, yeah, there's certain days I look around just like, look what I fucking did. And then certain days we're just like, they're going to find out. Hollywood's going to find out that I'm just a piece of shit and they're going to take it all away from me.
No, I don't think they're going to, unfortunately. Unfortunately for you, I think you're a little too talented, my dear.
Well, I just want to keep on working, so.
Yeah, that's it. I just want to say it brings me a lot of joy to see you killing it.
Thank you, babe.
You're on 8 million things, but I want you to plug something later, but is there anything we need to plug right now where we can go watch you on our screens right now?
Well, I mean, like, right now, I mean, you can catch me on, The Re-Education of Molly Singer, which is this really funny indie comedy that I filmed like 3 years ago, just came out on Netflix.
So, cute.
And it's actually like, as of like yesterday when we looked, it was like top 9 movies in the US right now.
Ooh.
Which for a small independent film that, you know, like we were just like, we made the movie. It was a labor of love for everybody. We just had a lot of fun.
Work.
You know, it's like doing well on Netflix. So we're very happy about it.
I'll put the link in the pod description. So click below, you whores, and check that out. right here. Nico, also another question. There's no way you're watching it, but you should probably check out UK versus the World season 2.
Hold on.
What?
This thing says mute on top.
Does it? I can hear you.
You can hear me. Okay, so it's recording, but like my screen says mute.
Your screen says mute.
Yes.
I can hear you.
You can hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay. But it doesn't say, okay. Like, it doesn't have the little cross, the slashy thing.
The slashy thing. Say more.
You know, that red slash thing. It's like, that says, you know, when you click like the mic.
Uh-huh.
Or the stop video, then it'll have the red slash across it.
It says mute on your microphone thing?
Like the mic graphic underneath it says mute.
Okay. So, so I wonder if I'm hearing you, because I'm hearing you. You just might not. I might not be hearing you through your microphone, if that makes sense.
Okay.
Listen. Fuck it. I can hear you, though, which means I have to be recording something.
You're recording. Sorry, people. I'm old and I don't fare well with technology. So
they've made it hard. They made it hard. They could have made it easier.
I don't understand. I can't keep up with the technology. And the kids these days, they're just like, they do it so fast.
No, it's bad.
I tried to make a reel the other day, and it took me 2 hours, and a friend of mine did it in 15 seconds. Anyway, we digress.
Fuck my life. No, I get you. It's so, listen to you. Okay, you need to watch UK versus the World 2. You need to check it out.
I just started.
So
I just
really
saw the
fun.
First episode.
How good is Marina Summers?
Well, listen. I mean, excellent. I had no doubts. My Filipina queen, my fellow countryman, was going to kick some butt on that competition.
But I was going to say, how happy does it make you to watch a Filipina, like, actually embarrass these girls? Embarrass.
You know, it's really wonderful to see, because, you know, I grew up in the Philippines. You know, I moved to the U.S. as a teenager, and I was too young to sort of really be immersed and participate in much of the queer culture that was going on in the Philippines. So to sort of like, as an adult, see that there's a vibrant queer culture, drag culture happening in the country, and it's like celebrated, and, you know, our queens are going international now and getting recognition. It's like, it's great. It's like, it's really wonderful to see.
It's fucking cool. She's unbelievable. She's unbelievable. She's so shockingly gorgeous and so shockingly talented.
Yeah.
I need to watch drag. I didn't watch the second season of Philippines, and everyone tells me, what the fuck are you doing? You need to watch
I know. Same. I need to get caught up.
Now we'll talk about one of the 800 seasons happening this year. Let's talk about season 16. We were texting. You've been catching up on it. What are your impressions on season 16 so far at the beginning of this episode?
You know, they've and my husband Zeke, like, was the one who clued me into this. It's like they're including a lot of sort of like gameplay within the competition, like the survivory gameplay within the competition.
Yes, they're trying to steal some survivor tips.
Yeah, which sometimes makes it interesting and sometimes I think distracts from the drag and the performance, you know, because then it becomes about the game and rather than the drag of it. But this particular season, I don't know, I am not a fan of like mean queens or villains.
Talk to me. Neither am I.
You know, Plain Jane.
Yeah, let's talk about it.
Listen.
Let's talk about it.
Is she a good drag queen? Yes. She puts on some looks and she's got some
very polished,
talented, but I'm not a fan of this sort of like move of like, I'm just gonna be cunty and that's a personality. Because
it's not a personality, and also it's not like funny or tongue in cheek or like trying to, you know, sometimes that someone's a bitch, but they're actually saying like, girl, like put your drag together. But she's not saying that. She's not.
I saw a meme that said Plain Jane is just Kirkland's signature Jimbo.
Woo!
And I'm like, that is an insult to Costco.
Wow!
If anything, she's like great value Jimbo.
Girl, I'm gonna say dollar general Jimbo.
Dollar general, yeah. Jimbo meets Katya, right?
She's a bitch, right? So she'll get why we're being a bitch to her.
Don't listen if you can't take it.
Exactly. If you can't, and let me dogpile because I smell a stunt. Because like last episode, she was saying like her dolls were taken away by her strict father.
Oh.
And this episode, she's talking about how she was a ballroom dancer wearing sequins at 9 years old. So which is it? Quickly. Which one is it, babe?
Exactly.
Which one is it? I don't buy it. I don't buy it for a fucking second.
She's lived a life. I know. That's so funny because we were all watching last night. Or was it last night? Was that last night when she
it was last night. The dolls? Yeah.
And all of us were like, No, girl, no. We're not buying this. We're not buying this.
She knows how to produce herself, you know? Yeah.
And it was also kind of great to see, like last night, you know, like people were sort of like giving her shit and throwing her shade. And I think that's the thing that, like, you know, like people were giving Plain Jane shade, and it was in a shady, fun way where everybody's sort of like in on the joke and they're sort of dragging her and they're being really clever about it. But when Plain Jane does it, she just centers on somebody and she just is mean and just nothing playful or witty or inventive about her takedown. She's just punching down for the sake of punching down.
Yeah.
Which I'm like, you know.
That's the last thing we need any more of in the queer community. Like,
and here we are punching down each other.
Here we are doing the same thing.
Yeah.
Look, this is what she wants. This is what she wants. Look, she's winning because we're talking about her. And frankly, we're spending more time talking about her than the talents of these just talented, nice queens.
Well, because I'm just like, why is she getting so much real estate? Where I feel like Nymphia Wind is getting like not enough.
She is not. She was so quiet in this episode. But you know what? My honest gut says she is the Sasha Velour of this season. Like, quiet edit and then total winner, you know?
It's very clear that her level of artistry is like so far above beyond than some of the other queens in the season.
Yes. And I wish, because she's a kook and she's delightful, and I wish they would just give more real estate to that.
Like, I know, like that. I mean, like, I feel like Nymphia Wind is weird in a very genuine, like, that's really who she is. And I feel like Plain Jane's weirdness is an act because she's like, oh, I don't know. She's like, oh, that worked for Jimbo. I guess I'm just going to do.
Yeah.
You know, that flavor. And I'm like, I don't know.
It's so weird. It's something about it is so bizarre. And so I've watched Drag Race, so I'm going to be a character on Drag Race, which unfortunately is the new norm. Which is why a freak like Nymphia is so refreshing, because I don't think she's trying to do anything. She's just being weird.
Just being herself, I feel. Yeah. I mean, that whole challenge last night, you know, I know she didn't write it, but like she really, you know, grabbed it and ran with it. That she, pine cone weirdness. It was so funny.
Let's get into it. Last week, Q finally wins. My God, there's been so much talk about Q in this edit. It's a lot of Q.
Okay, so she wins. I can't like not talk look at me. Q. Every time I look at Q, I just think it's Colton Haynes. I think it's the eyebrows.
Oh,
it's
my
the, it's
God.
The eyebrows and the bone structure.
You're so right.
I mean, they're both very handsome guys, and I think they just have the same. Yeah, that, I mean... Am I lying?
I see Mr. Clean. No, you're right. I just keep seeing Mr. Clean.
Am I like, look same? You know, is that what's happening right now?
You think we're giving some reverse racism?
Yeah, some reverse all look same moments.
I've been guilty of the same. I called Plasma Plain Jane and Plain Jane Plasma. Oops.
Honestly, the first week I was like, oh, it's cute. No, that's Dawn.
No, I think she just looks like playing Mr. Clean's faggy little son. That's what I think Q looks like. But no, I get it. I fully get it.
Yeah. Mr. She's, Queen. Okay.
Mr. Queen. it's a dumb fun time. She wins. Thank God. Hopefully we can meet we can talk to the other girls because her edit has taken up so much space this season. I'm winning. Okay, I did love Dawn being called Buzz Lightyear. Work, Megami.
Wait, what? I missed that.
Megami says, Buzz Lightyear? You won, look, or like you were in the top looking like Buzz Lightyear. And I was like, that's very funny, Megami. Do you also notice that Megami always looks like she just ate spaghetti? Like she always has a circle of pinkness around her mouth that looks like she is a child who ate SpaghettiOs.
When she's not in drag, I love the too short eyebrows.
Yes.
You know. It looks like she got like two Hitler mustaches on her.
Bye.
I'm sorry, dead. Charlie Chaplin mustaches. let's not
get canceled.
Yeah.
That's really fucking funny, Nico. Also, oh my God, I tell you this other, my friend has this perfect theory. Shout out to Gilly Nassim, and it is going to kill you. Gilly, my lovely friend, comedian, amazing person. We love Gilly.
Yeah.
She has a theory that's going to change the way you view the season.
Okay.
She's like, I think Maya Iman LePage is secretly 14 years old, which explains her braces. It explains her quietness. It explains her inability to talk to RuPaul. She's 14.
That explains when they were like, do a Cher impression. She's like, yes. I'm sure.
Great. She's 14. No one's going to convince me different.
I mean, I think that tracks.
I think it fully tracks. Yeah. Okay, let's get in. Do we have our mini? Do they do a mini challenge or no? It was like musicals are drama. No.
I think it was just the Rusical.
Rusicals are drama. Get in there. Let's talk about the dishing and stealing of roles. What role would you want in this Rusical, Nico? What would you take?
Listen, I was in the production of Sound of Music in high school.
Oh, you were?
Yes, I was.
Amazing.
When I discovered the theater department in high school. And they cast me as a Nazi. And Sound of Music.
And that's because, camp. That's camp.
You know, I wouldn't have... Plasma did an amazing job. Mm-hmm. And it could have backfired. That maneuver could have backfired. But I think she knew, it's like, I'm the musical theater queen in this bunch. So I'm just really going to gonna go for it. I would have maybe done, Mother Superior, like one of the smaller roles where you can just like... Go
with a
in,
punch.
Do your thing, you know, get the big moment, then it's sort of like, peace out, you know.
Mother Superior is good because it's medium-sized in a way that you could still win the challenge.
Yeah.
Because my conspiracy theory is if you take a small part, you cannot win this challenge. And that's fine.
Right.
That's fine.
Right.
But you're delusional if you think you're going to take the... back part and have a chance winning this. It's just not possible.
It's not. If there's not at least like one punchy moment in that small part, then it's just not going to happen. Which I think I saw like a clip where, who was it? BBL Queen.
Oh, yeah. Morphine.
Morphine, when she was like, I'm pissed that you won because, you know, I could have done what you did if I just, you know, like stuck to my guns right. and stuck to the role and I could have won or something.
Right. And it's like, could you?
You know, like you two are very, I'm sure she could have done a good job, but you know, they're very different queens. And I think
they're very different.
Plasma, you know, this was like a campy musical theater role. And I think Plasma, you know, did her thing.
Plasma slayed it. Like, as much as, you know, obviously the edit, it's almost like the show doesn't want us to like her the way they're editing her. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, they keep showing her, like, Milhousing on our screens. they don't want us to like her, but she's clearly very, very talented. But yeah, Morphine could not have done what Plasma did. I just don't believe it. I think Morphine's wonderful.
No, it's not that we didn't think she would do a good job, but, you know, like, they're very apples and...
Yes, yeah, it's completely different. Can we please stop doing rock, paper, scissors on this show? Can we get rid of the rock, paper, scissors?
Yeah.
Less of that. Less.
Yeah. You know, and I mean, I'm usually like not, the Rusical is not my favorite challenge in the show because a lot of it sort of hinges on how well the Rusical is which written. Is not up to the queens, right?
Yeah.
And sometimes, so some Rusicals are better than others and serves the contestants better than others. And I think this one was one of the better ones, definitely.
I really liked this episode, I have to say. I always go in a little scared that I'm going to watch a 14-minute Rusical of like strange songs. I'm a little scared, but I thought this was a great episode. And I mean, like, good drama. I thought a lot of the songs were kind of really fun and catchy, even though they were like from the Eurovision Song Contest, which we'll get to. I was like, what? This is wild. I kind of love it. Okay, in fact, let's talk about that. But first, silence, Nico. I feel like taking a break. Life doesn't happen bi-weekly, so why should payday? The money you earn can be in your hands today with Earnin. Come on, y'all. We've all been there. We want to spend a little bit of extra dough on a big night out or a last-minute gift for, like, your boo. Sometimes money just can be, dare I say, complicated. Well, worry not, because Earnin helps you get your money today as opposed to later. You know what I'm saying? If you don't know, wake up, because Earnin is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work. You can get up to $100 per day or $750 per pay period. Earnin is used by over 3.5 million customers who say things like, when I think about Earnin, I think about financial stability. So why don't you go ahead and download Earnin today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the Earnin app, type in Drag Her Under Podcast when you sign up. It really helps the show. That's Drag Her Under Podcast. Get some extra dough. Have a little fun. And don't wait for your employer to give you your money, honey. Earnin is subject to your available earnings, location, daily max, and pay period max. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Earnin is a financial technology company, not a bank. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC. Hi, listeners. Here to tell you about a very important organization called Al Otro Lado, which helps to reunify families which have been ripped apart due to our country's cruel border policies. As you know, since 2018, many people have been suffering through these policies, which have taken children away from their parents. And Al Otro Lado is working to reunify families. They've already reunified over 100 refugee families, and they create legal and humanitarian support to refugees, deportees, and other migrants in the United States and Tijuana. We want you to get involved today. Help me support Al Otro Lado and donate today. You can find the link to donate to Al Otro Lado in the description of this episode below, or go to gum.fm/charity and donate today. You can also consider volunteering with the organization, which offers opportunities that are both in-person and virtual. The best way to get involved is by filling out an application on their website at alotrolado.org/volunteer. That's alotrolado.org/volunteer. my break. We're back in. We're watching them still like have drama over the roles. Obviously, a lot of people want the lead, but just as much as they fight for them, Plasma swears to be a bitch. She's not letting go of this part. She gets the lead that she wants.
She's like a dog with a bone. Just like, yeah.
Mm-mm. She's not budging.
Don't put Plasma in a corner.
What is going to happen? Let's a little bit of a, like, what is Plasma's story? Is Plasma going all the way, or are they just going to cut her short? Like, they're just going to kill her. Even though she has two wins, they're going to kill her at some point. I feel it.
I mean, I feel like it's, at this point, it's too early to tell, you know, but she's definitely one of the stronger queens.
She's really talented. Yeah. I really like her. I'm just trying to figure out like what's heads or tails people.
Yeah. I mean, they're all got their strengths and, you know, I like, you know, just me being like Miss Congeniality. They're all good. I love all their, you know, they all have their things to offer, but it's true. I mean, each queen is sort of like, has her strengths but I don't know.
There was talk of Tsunami crushing on Plain Jane. What did you think about that? One of the girls was like, girl, Tsunami's just crushing on Plain Jane. She's over there sniffing panties.
I mean, Plain Jane is a good looking guy.
Very good looking.
Very good looking. I just wish she wasn't such a
rotted
guy. Yeah. I just like, be nice, girl. It's just, ugh. And I know some people are just like, no, we love the meanness. I'm like, this is just not my cup of tea. Sorry.
Yeah, I can't put my finger on it. There's something so gutter butt about her trolling the entire cast. Because it's like, God, there's something strange about it. It's like, okay, what I love about other villains like your Gia Guns is it comes from such a raw, real place. Like Gia is unwell, and I love that. But Plain knows better. Which is what, something's strange about it. Like Plain knows this is bad behavior, but she's just like, whatever, I'm going to be on TV.
Maybe they're setting her up for a redemption arc.
Oh, God,
You know, but you know, they tried to do that with Fifi O'Hara and it didn't work.
It sure didn't.
She came back and she was still as rotten as ever.
It did not work. That was so funny. No. Oh my God. The moment where she like, she's like, I didn't want to hug you because I didn't want to cry. That, that was such an iconic Drag Race moment. Adam Shankman, Broadway legend, is giving them the choreo. Are you good at choreo?
I used to be better, but you know, but now my old joints are, they're like, don't make us do that.
Yeah. I love that truth. It used to be better.
I used to dance all the time, but you know, like 45, my hips and my joints, my shoulders are just not doing so well. So.
Now you're chasing Boniva with prep.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Oh my God. It's a lot to be on both. I'm with you, sister.
If I don't stretch before a workout, it's game over.
I'm 100% with you. And now it's like I do a 30-minute workout and I'm like, I feel as if I've run the Boston Marathon.
Yeah. Sore for 3 days straight.
Yeah.
It's not good.
It's not good.
Melissa McCarthy. Yeah, I forgot.
This was cute.
It was very cute. And her message was so touching. And
it really was.
Yeah. And it felt really genuine. It didn't feel like she was just, you know, let me give you a speech. So that was really, really sweet.
I love her. I love that she was like, I will only be here for 40 minutes, but
this is all you get. She's busy.
I will stop your rehearsal to say the nice thing, and then I have to go back to my life. I'm so sorry. I am a millionaire. I do have to leave.
Amazing.
The baby bells. Remember
the baby bells. Yes.
This was really fun.
I mean, baby bells, solid snack. Solid
it's a great snack. Yeah. Who got money for this baby bell appearance?
This is product placement, definitely.
You could tell they're tired too because the way they're holding on to these baby bells, you know what I mean? Like the way the queens are like, oh my God, oh, this is good. Like they're tired.
This is the only protein we've had in 3 days.
Okay, great. Let's see what happens in the workroom. Of course, Plasma has a lot on her plate. Mm-hmm. We learn about Plain Jane. Did we learn anything about Dawn's world? We learned about Maya. Who knows?
What is this? Saphira. I love Saphira when she becomes, you know, mother to all of them. And
I do too. She's the fucking best. Yeah. She's also in my top two. She could win it for me as well.
Yeah. For me, right now, for me, it's Saphira and Nymphia.
Mm-hmm. Same. What a top two.
Yeah.
Okay, we are on the main stage. Rue looks awesome. I love how fucking weird this outfit is.
Yeah. It's like, what is this? Texture and pattern and color.
I know. This puffy flower bosom, these checkers. This
Michelle looks great as well.
Michelle always looks sickening.
Yeah, she does.
And here we are in the Sound of Ruzik opening at the Abbey. Boo! Don't, ew! Y'all!
At the Abbey. I mean, they had to. It's the pun of it all.
I guess, yeah, you're right. It's a perfect pun. Yeah, I guess I just felt like it was tone deaf with the Abbey these days. Check the news. Google the Abbey.
Cancel the Abbey? What happened?
They're slightly canceled.
I don't go out anymore.
They're likely canceled because all tea is there's just like a really troubling history of individuals being roofied at the Abbey and the Abbey doing nothing about it.
I think did hear about this.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Anywho.
Bye, Abbey.
Bye, Abby. Okay, so here we are opening on our nuns. What'd you think about this trio performing together, Morphine, Saphira, and of course Maya?
I mean, Saphira was great. Saphira really, you know, did her thing with this part, and I thought it was super funny.
I know, hard to outshadow.
I do love when drag queens do that lip quiver.
Oh
like,
man,
when they lip sync, it is one of my favorite like classic drag queen moves.
It's a great classic move.
Yeah, and she did great, and. And the two other queens are kind of.
I know.
It's hard when you have those smaller parts. You just don't stand up.
It's hard because Morphine was like on the money. Mm-hmm. Like Maya was a little bit, like they said, kind of like at like.
Counting the steps in her head. And yeah.
Yes. Like looking like she's in a kiddie pool with an alligator. She was just like kind of scared in the eyes.
Yeah.
But. Again, it's just like outshining Saphira is just like going to be really fucking hard when you're in the trio. And it's written for her to have, she's the mother of this trio. Right,
to have the moment. Yeah.
That's hard.
But, you know, Morphine looks great.
Morphine looks really good. I'm curious to see what her story is because, my God, she's been doing good. I want her to be meaner. Honestly, here's your story, Morphine. Shut Plain Jane down. Because I think Morphine could be mean in a meaningful way.
Yeah, I think that's the thing. It's just like, listen, if you're going to place Plain Jane as the villain in the season, I just don't like her getting away with it. People need to give it back to her. And like, don't let her treat other people like shit that way. Like,
I know. That's why that's such a shame Amanda left. Because Amanda was like, what do you want from me? What the fuck? And they're like, now everyone else is just like letting her, like, now when you just let a toddler behave poorly and you're just like, she'll run out of steam. Yeah. Just ignore her.
I'm actually sad that Amanda left because I felt like they were maybe setting her up for like the arc that Crystal Method had where she started off sort of weaker as a weaker queen and then listened to all the critiques that the judges had to say. And by the end of it, like just improved and improved and improved and became, you know, one of the top. Because I think that Amanda is talented, but there's simply like she's just not completely there yet, and I wanted her to sort of see that journey of her sort of getting to the end and getting to that place.
I know where she
really refines her drag and becomes sensational.
Yes, I fully agree. I think she was so cool and. Justice for the Nest look. I thought the Nest look was cool.
Yes.
Can't drag be fun and weird anymore? Yeah. Apparently no. Okay. Apparently no. but hey.
These three girls.
We're at the next stage of this incoherent plot. And it's We have Megami, we have Nymphia, and we have Dawn playing these like Von Schnapp sisters. I forget what they call them.
They're the weird sisters. Mm-hmm. Yeah, for me, this is, I mean, I feel like Nymphia was the standout in this trio. So
Nymphia's just delightful. I mean, it is the funniest part. To be fair, the girl who's derailing the song to just talk about fucking pine cones is the best part.
It's
the best part.
Yeah, be the weirdest person in the room.
Yes, with the most genuinely weird person in the room. But look at her face. They all did good. And I have to say, in Megami's defense, she didn't do bad at all.
She didn't. Like, she didn't. I understand the critique of like, she delivered her punchline and kind of like, you know, stepped back a little bit. But mm-hmm. I thought she looked great. And she did great as well.
They did want her dead.
Yeah.
Jason Voorhees and a teen virgin, she was going to die today. Like, she was going to die. Bye.
Dead.
What were you going to say?
I want to hear your thoughts on this. Like,
yes,
they really loved Q in this challenge.
Right. And
while I thought that Q's look as the Baroness and runway spectacular.
Sure.
In the challenge.
Yes. Well, they gave her a part where she didn't have to walk. Like, it's so funny that I remember in the rehearsal, they were like, uh-oh, you better nail these dance moves. And then I was like, I didn't see her dance.
But then she didn't, you know, they were probably just like, she can't do it, so she's not going to do it.
And
figure something out. Yeah.
Okay, I love the bit of this train, of this like shawl. Why didn't anyone trip, Nico? Like, why was there no physical comedy to match the
missed opportunity? Missed opportunity.
Wouldn't you have, if you were there, would you have not? Yeah. Would you have lost your mind to be like, why didn't anyone trip?
You could have
why
tripped. Somebody could have get caught up in it. And
yes, mummy up someone like a fucking King Tutankhamen. Do some comedy.
Make this
with
like
it.
A fucking DuckTales episode where it's just.
Yes.
Woo. That goes, goes off the rails. Yeah. Yeah. She
looks
great. I think
she looks amazing.
You know, and to go from this look to what she did on the runway, I mean, great. But like, as a musical performance, it's just
It's not. Yeah. I mean, look, they've already made. We've already decided. We want to see every single one of Q's outfits. Yes. That's what they've decided.
Yes.
And they're good outfits.
Yeah.
But she's getting passes that some of the other girls won't. And that's welcome to Drag Race.
Yes, that's true. That's true.
Any other thoughts on, again, Plain Jane was good. I thought Tsunami was good too. I like the mean girls of it all.
I think as a trio, this actually was like the strongest and most sort of like everybody was at the same level.
Yeah.
Giving the same level. While the other groups, like somebody was standing out more than the other two.
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah. At the end of the day, this is a fun musical. Maybe a bit long, but again, watching Plasma. How the fuck did this bitch sleep? I don't think she slept the night before this, Nico.
Much for her to do. And that's the thing. If I was in a position, I'm like, I don't know if I can take the lead. I'll just, you know, let me do a fun small part. It's a lot of pressure, but she clearly could do it.
And surprising that the show rewarded her, because I was like, oh, the show's going to give this win to Safira because it could be fun story for Safira, who just lost her immunity, to be like, oh, Safira doesn't need immunity.
I didn't even think about that.
That's kind of what I thought we were going to. And then they did, and I was gagged. Plasma won, which I was like, yeah, she did the most work. But Drag Race rarely rewards the girl who does the most work.
I wonder too, because like, I do love a Plasma's look, the runway look. It was gorgeous. But then Safira came out and I was like, oh my God. That was also equally stunning. I also
think they tell a story when they line up the girls for the runway. I think whether it's in editing or on the day, don't you kind of feel like they tell a story when they're like, okay, these two unbelievable looks, and then you and your dumpster gutter outfit, you'll go next. Like, they kind of tell a story.
Yeah, they're just like, the two couture looks, okay, go and go. Next and we have Joanne's fabric.
You ugly little goblin from the trash, you'll go next. Fun Rusical. Snaps to the girls. They did. No one did bad, except for Maya getting the habit on her face, which again.
Oh my God! Yeah, forgot about that moment. Oh, see, I love this look so much.
Let us now. The time has come for us to chirp and burp the looks on this runway, Nico. If you like a look, chirp it. If you're not so sure about a look, burp it.
Chirp it.
Chirp, 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 chirp. Tweet, tweet, tweet. You don't love it so much, you can burp it. Burp. Okay. If you're in the middle, you could murp it. Mm. If it's unbelievable, you could caca.
Okay.
And if it's disgusting, you can belch.
All right.
That's very confusing.
No, this is good.
Yeah. Chirp or burp to keep it simple.
I mean, this is a chirp, chirp.
Yes. Okay. Let's talk about Plasma. Plasma coming out, giving again, and it's thematic. Yeah. It's giving My Fair Lady, Funny Girl, this sort of saffron flower moment with these blood orange roses.
Color for me is what's, you know, making it fierce. Pop a little more. Yeah.
I think fierce.
I think if it was in a different color, it actually wouldn't work as well.
I agree. If it was like a baby blue, I would be like, seen it. We've seen it.
This is so vibrant. So.
I love it. Yeah. It's the saffron, the yellow. And again, the pops of this blood orange is like, wow. Yeah.
The placement of the flowers are perfect. It's not too much.
Yes.
The parasol and the hat. I mean, it's lovely.
Cunt. It's reminding me of that Sasha Colby finale look that she did in a red number. This is amazing.
Yeah, it's great.
Chirp, look chirp. How good she looks. You can't deny her. I kind of live when a drag queen is like, you can hate me, but look at me.
Yeah, exactly.
I like her. Even though they give her the Milhouse edit, I like her. Safira Cristal, holy fucking
this
shit. This is caca.
Yeah.
Is this a hibiscus? Is that what? No.
It's an orchid.
Okay, it's an orchid. Okay, I don't know my flowers.
Yeah.
I mean...
And you called yourself a homosexual.
bad.
I'm assuming... Yeah, that's an orchid. It's an orchid. Yeah. It's an orchid.
Yeah. Okay, I mean, this green sort of lime underskirt, the white...
The wig.
The stamen wig is unbelievable. The petals, the scale and scope of this. Jesus Christ.
The petals on the back, that's sort of, at the center of that's, you know, it's a great detail.
Unbelievable. That there's this backpack that is another flower, as if the front wasn't already gagging us enough.
The bust line, the bustier that goes up is like.
God. And then incredible. The lime, sort of like lime cape to pair it all, to pair that color. Holy fucking shit.
It's so good.
I fucking shot 8 times in my pants, Nico. Is that okay?
It's okay. We'll allow it.
Thanks. And then they said, okay, gutter cunt, you next. They sent Morphine Loves Dion out. In the Jessica Simpson collection bell bottoms.
Yeah, I mean so unfair for them to have her come out after Safira just came out in a Mardi Gras outfit, basically.
Exactly. It's not ugly. It's just holy shit.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I probably, because what the theme is just flowers, right?
Yeah, I can probably buy myself flowers.
I wouldn't have gone this route. Flower child, I don't know.
I know. It's a bit predict. And they did clocker for the fabric being, you know, not a lined fabric.
If you made the sleeves normal and they weren't such a, a bell sleeve, and you took out the, gave her just a normal... took out the headdress, it'd be just she got that at Ross, you know?
Well, here's what's confusing. Again, on what scale are we chirping or burping this? Are we chirping this because it looks good or burping it because look at what her sisters brought?
This is a chirp burp? A chirp?
Chirp burp. Are you in the middle? Are you in the middle? Yeah, or are you?
Know what?
I'm gonna burp it.
I'm gonna burp this.
I feel you leaning towards burp. You just don't want to say it.
I am leaning towards burp.
You're sweetie. I'm gonna burp it. Yeah. It's not bad, but it's not.
Right after Sofia came out in that, and then you know, it's just like it's hard to compare the two.
It's hard to compare. Also, maybe just the flowers and the seaweed. I don't know. I don't know. I'm gonna be mean burp. Okay, next. Okay. Actually, we're gonna talk about this next look, and you're gonna explain to me why Maya Iman LePage is wearing the same hideous pussycat wig from 2 weeks ago. But first. Silence, Nico. I feel like taking a break. This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Are you seeing some triggering ads on social media? Stuff about summer bodies, stuff about the diet cleanse, stuff about trimming down. Fuck that noise. That stuff is triggering for me, and I assume it's triggering for someone else listening. That's why I use BetterHelp. BetterHelp allows me to get in touch with a licensed professional therapist who can help me recharge, who can help me decrap my brain. Because those negative images and slogans can really creep in and give me negative body talk. You know what I mean? Any form of negative self-talk that is traumatic for me. And thankfully, I'm using these tools and being honest about them and articulating them in a way that takes the power away from them. If you're thinking about therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try because it's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you do is fill out a brief questionnaire. You get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can even switch therapists anytime at no additional charge. That's how I found my personal therapist. I found my sweet spot with BetterHelp. So go. Visit BetterHelp.com/dragher today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/dragher. Go! Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, wow.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Bring back my break.
We're back.
Maya Iman LePage wearing another, it's very Hello Dolly. She's wearing a red rose gown moment. Thoughts?
Corsety thing.
What'd you think?
I don't hate it.
It's not terrible.
It's not terrible. I think it reminds me a little too much of the same theme as what Plasma was wearing. You know, it's that sort of like Hello Dolly, funny girlish sort of era, I guess.
Yeah.
So, and I think Plasma's sort of like executed that theme better than this look. But it's not, I don't hate it. It's not bad.
But like the kind of stretch velvet she's wearing isn't, you know, trust me, I buy my drag from Amazon, so I get it. I don't buy nice drag. I buy disgusting drag. But her makeup's a little suspicious today.
That hard glitter cheek.
It's kind of swat. I'm going to burp it because she's making me look at this little pussycat wig, which was ugly the first time, and now I'm seeing it like a week later. I can't.
You're like, the bangs. Burp it.
Can't. Dawn, holy shit. Loved this. What'd you think? Give me the tea.
I thought this was beautiful. It didn't read flower to me.
Oh, okay.
I didn't read the decaying flowers at the bottom, which is, I think, what they were supposed to be, mm-hmm. as flowers. I am okay, also work. Visually impaired. I'm blind, so, you know, fuck me, I guess. I don't know what I'm talking about. But
I get that. I liked it. I liked it because it gave me Devil May Cry, the video game. It gave me a Konami fantasy that I was looking for. It was she got me with the weird color palette.
I think it's a strong look.
I don't think it fits the assignment.
Yeah. But it's beautiful.
So no judgment. Is it a chirp or burp for you?
I mean, it's a chirp for me.
It's a chirp
with
for me.
With a caveat of like, is this flower?
For me, it was flower enough, okay. But again, I don't know flowers, which you so rudely plain Jane called me out on.
You're like, that's a Gerber daisy.
What is that, a lily? I think this is amazing. I think the wig is weird. I think the makeup's different as
the makeup
she continues
is great.
To prove.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, pairing white and red and that sort of like sad blue palette worked for me. Okay, I'm a wedding baby. I'm a baby who's also getting married today. What do you think?
I think the gag of the, you know, my wedding dress got sullied. Didn't quite work.
Right.
I think if she just came out in this without trying to do the gag, mm-hmm. you know, it would have had the same impact, you know?
Yeah, you're right. It's like, it's not ugly at all. It's like the details are really pretty. Her body is gorgeous. Her face looks good. They wanted her dead. Like a narcoleptic 9-year-old around Freddy Krueger. She was going to die today. She was going to die today, and no one's going to convince me otherwise because let's get to it. I don't even think she lost the lip sync, but we'll get there. We'll get there.
Ooh, okay.
Ooh, hot takes. Okay. I have to chirp this because I don't think it's bad.
I chirp it. Yeah. I'm going to chirp this.
Oh, fuck.
This Nymphia is a wind.
Caca. Caca. What? Except first I was like, what the fuck are you doing, Nymphia? But I mean, I always trust her. But what is she wearing? I love it. She looks like a lime green moon, and then she sprouts little leaf hands.
It was when the leaf hands came out, I was just like, oh my God.
Over. I stood up at the bar. Yeah. I lost my mind.
Clearly the 33 taps. Artistry is just so, so different.
Oh, it's so cool.
Such a unique and strong voice.
So strong, weird, unique silhouette we've never seen on Drag Race.
Yeah. She's not getting enough love.
No, I mean, I think it's that thing where it's like, it's kind of distracting how good she is. So we just need to like kill some girls before we talk about her. Mm. If that makes sense.
Yeah. I just don't want them to do this thing. It's like, oh, you're finally like, you know, coming into your own. Like, no, she's been strong from day one. I hope they don't do that sort of thing with her.
I'm with you. You know. I'm with you. It's something. I'm not going to cry racism yet. I'm not. Not yet. Not yet. But I'm going to hold on to my race card. I'm going to play it like a wild card in Uno. I'm holding on to it because flower on earth.
Yeah, this is great. I thought this was great.
Yeah, really good.
The coloring is, you know, like even though it's monotone, like I feel like this in a monochromatic scheme worked better than like what Maya did. And all, you know, like they just wasn't enough variation in the reds that she was trying to do. And this one, like,
I mean, you know, this is breath, really the level of work and like to go to be like, I'm not going to be busy. I'm going to be busy. Plus streaming service.
Right.
It's wow, it's amazing. And good news is she doesn't have to walk in it.
No.
She has four legs to walk on in this look, which helps her.
I'm going to put stilts on my hands because, yeah.
That way they don't have to watch how I walk.
Yeah, exactly.
This was amazing and unbelievable. And I can't believe the amount of work and hours that must have gone into these hand stilts and every and the makeup. It's all really it's a caca.
Yeah, and this is so much to it. I'm just like, God, like how many pieces of luggage did you bring with you?
Yeah, so like, I don't understand her brain. She's very good at what she does. Plain Jane again. They decided let's embarrass Plain Jane a little bit by putting her after Q.
Yeah.
She's giving Rapunzel with a little doll boy.
Yeah. This was just middle of the road for me.
It was fine.
Her face looks great. It's a very cute silhouette on her. She looks great.
If a queen of size wore it, they would say, ew, fuck you.
Is this the strongest look on the runway? Skinny. Absolutely not.
Absolutely not. It's pretty though, so.
It's pretty plain, Jane.
I'm going to chirp it.
You're going to chirp it? I'm going to...
Burp it. What do you want to do?
No. I mean, like, it's just middle of the road for me. So I'm going to chirp it with a U. You know?
Okay, good. You can murp it. Murp's right down the middle.
There you go. Murp.
Okay, I'll join you for a murp. Whatever, girl. Next, Tsunami. This was cute. Did it give you flower?
Yeah. I don't know if it read as flower, but it was all right.
It was I again hurt, but after you saw every other girl do what she did, it was like,
I like the idea that she's trying to say with the cellophane is the, you know, but like, I don't know if that quite read in what she was trying to do, but
hair's beautiful. Yeah. Mug's beautiful.
Yeah.
I'm torn.
I am torn. I'm going to murp it.
I guess it is another murp.
It's a murp for me.
It's not bad.
It's not bad
at
all.
Not.
Yeah. I just compared to the other, I feel good about that. Yeah.
I feel good about that. Her and Plain Jane can murp as they fucking suck together.
Yeah.
Plain holds on to her immunity potion. We got to talk to Zeke about this because they're not doing the immunity quite effectively enough to make it as thrilling as it is in Survivor.
Yeah, you got to talk to Zeke sometimes. He has a lot more opinions on the gameplay of Drag Race.
We'll just have him on very soon. That's all there is to it.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Get the husband combo up on this pod.
So
let's see. There's not much more happening. We've got some critiques. We've got some drama. Plasma wins. This episode, did you agree or did you feel someone else should have won?
No, I thought Plasma should have won. I think, you know, like obviously her biggest competition that night was Saphira based on the way they performed the musical and the looks. But, you know, like she did do more work in the musical. So I think that's what edged her out over Saphira. But if they had given it to Saphira, like nobody would have questioned it. It'd be like
no one would have questioned.
Yeah.
So Dawn is safe. Nymphia is safe.
Nymphia should have been in the top three, I think.
She absolutely should have been because with Dawn, Tsunami, Plain, and Nymphia, they're all called safe. Yeah. But Nymphia should have been in the top. They should have said, bitch, you fucking turned that pine cone so hard.
I guess maybe like Q just edged her out just, you know, like a little bit, but like, I don't know, like, I think
that's
just
bullshit. That upsets me. We've had so much Q story.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think they really liked her look. I know Q's look was unbelievable. I'll give
it
her
was
that.
Really great, but like, I mean,
unbelievable.
Nymphia's was, I thought, equally.
Yeah, okay. I think we got more Nymphia coming soon. Next week is Snatch Game. Holy shit.
Nico. Oh, yeah, that's going to be...
Holy shit.
That one, I'm curious because I feel like that's, you know, that's also a really good barometer of what the queens could do, you know, like how far they can take, you know, their talent and artistry because it's obviously an iconic challenge and
fully.
It'd be nice to see them, you know, sort of do something different that's not, you know, like choreographed or, you know, that's not a number.
It's gonna be interesting. Oh no, I already know do we know page is going home.
Do we know like who they're doing it from like the preview?
No, let's clock it. Let's see if we can clock any of them. But in the meantime, duh, Plasma wins. Wow, the most work was rewarded. What a gag. Mm-hmm. I probably would have given it to Safira just because. And we have a bottom two, which Morphine almost gets in the bottom two, if I'm not mistaken. But she's called safe at the last moment.
Yes.
And we have our Maya V Megami lip sync. No one did bad. I'm wondering if there's anyone else I would put in the bottom over her.
I feel like these two were.
They wanted Megami dead. It's really period. Period. Yeah,
it really felt like they were just over her and like, let's get her out of there.
Yeah, again, because I mean, like, I don't even her, the I don't know what the critique was, you could have done more, which is a fair critique, but so could have so many of them.
Yeah.
I feel like
they're just sort of like taking out the queens who aren't good television, right?
Period,
and
yeah.
One by one, you know, like, they're like, oh my God, my sister, okay, TV. And, you know, obviously, like, Mia is like the quiet one, so. You know, I think she's maybe on her way up because they're not getting much out of her.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. That's the tea.
TV. Yeah.
That's the tea. So then we have our lip sync to Miley Cyrus's Flowers, Bali. I think this is a fun song to lip sync to. What'd you think?
That's good. It's good. And I got to say, like, you know, Megami was, she was serving the emotions.
She served the emotions. And I guess like
the emotion. Yeah.
The critique is she always serves that emotion. But my hot take, and I don't know if anyone's going to agree with me, I thought she kind of did a better job than Maya because I kind of thought Maya was a mess a bit. Like, talk to me. Yeah. Do you agree or disagree?
No, I absolutely see what you're saying. I thought that Megami like definitely like, you know, emoted the song better and gave more of a, you know, a more of a, yeah, sort of like an emotional performance, you know, really acted the song, I guess is what, you know, what I was trying to say. And then, you know, and then Mia went her sort of like route of, you know, let's
not
give
Mia
belts and whistles and,
yeah,
you know, she didn't do flips, but she gave them, you know, she gave them.
She joins an elite group of girls who took the shoes off and stayed to tell the tale.
I thought when they were like, oh, she's taking her shoes off. I thought it was like, oh, is it over for her?
We got to talk about the slip and slide. What'd you think? I did not like the slip and slide, but a lot of people I was with at the bar loved the slip and slide. I mean, I get it's a stunt. A stunt's a stunt.
Yeah.
But I was like, what, girl?
You know, sure.
Yeah.
It's not like, yeah. I mean, like, for me, it was like,
we're watching the slip and slide.
Yeah, slip and slide.
I hope it starts a movement of more slip and slides. Like, you know, now, ever since, you know, dips and shablams became a thing, do you think slip and slides will become a thing?
They're just going to do like, maybe they'll do a slip and slide challenge.
Yeah. I don't know. This was wild. I almost was like, send them both home. I don't know about this. This is weird. I wasn't sold on this. I think we deserved a slightly better lip sync from this song, but I think they're both good performers. I think they just decided Maya staying because they decided.
Yeah.
They decided.
Yeah. No, I get it. I think this was a decision of like, well, maybe Maya's going to give us better television next week. But they're just sort of getting rid of the people who aren't.
If she does share next week on the Snatch Game, that will redeem everything.
Oh my God. They should do, like an all share challenge, right?
Or that would be so iconic.
Or did they already in the season? They didn't? No.
No, they didn't all share runway.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right.
But anyway, we get a lot of share. Okay, Snatch Game. I'm trying to see if we'll see anybody's impersonations. Okay. I think I'm seeing Amelia Earhart. Yes, that's totally an Amelia Earhart from Q.
Okay.
Okay, we got an Amelia Earhart. Okay. Okay, Maya I'm on the page looks to be Trina's cousin Shaquita.
Shaquita. I don't know who that is.
Okay. Someone's Anna Delvey. Is someone Anna Delvey? What is this?
That is Delvey.
Is that what? That's what it says, right? It says Delvey.
Yeah.
It looks like morphine is...
Okay.
Is or someone I don't know. It looks like it says Anna Delvey.
Anna Delvey is a great character to do for Snatch Game, because even though if somebody doesn't know who she is, just sort of like the accent and the ridiculousness of
that
the
is
character.
Funny. I'm Anna Delvey.
Yeah.
You cannot talk to me that way.
Give me your Anna Delvey.
Is that via pair? Yeah, it's not via pair. I mean, Anna Delvey just sounds like Martin Short from Part of the Bride.
Bitch, you better fucking work. That is so fuck. On the money.
Yeah, I was just at a manio. Let's talk about a cock. It's Anna Delvey, yeah.
Safira is James Brown. Okay. I think she'll do okay. You know, whatever. Now, who the hell is playing fucking Jane on this day? Why does she look like Katya? Why does she look like Katya?
Okay, is she going to do a Katya? I can't see that. Ooh.
Oh, hold on. Let me turn off the captions. We're doing some detective work right now that literally involves zooming like we're on NCIS. We're zooming, turning captions off. So what the hell is that? Is she some sort of Russian person?
Yeah.
It looks like it says Teresa Caparissa.
Oh,
is she some sort of...
She's probably going to be like, I'm doing a very famous Russian influencer name. I don't know. I don't like it when they do obscure people. I'm just like, we've done 16 seasons of this show. If people do not learn the lessons of A, you're gonna sew at some point, so learn how to fucking sew. Mm-hmm. B, you're gonna have to do Snatch Game if you're further enough. And it's very obvious that Rue doesn't really like these obscure, you know, people that she doesn't know.
Like, yes.
Yeah. The name of the game is make Rue laugh. If you make her laugh, you're going to go far. And a lot of people.
She doesn't know who the fuck this Russian person is.
Yeah. And who is this?
Nivea's doing Jane Goodall.
Jane Goodall. It looks like. Okay.
And we'll see if she slays it or not. The edit gave us the classic binky bunky punk, which makes me think she could kill it. We don't know.
Yeah. Jane Goodall, I think, is also a good choice because, like, nobody really knows what Jane Goodall sounds like. They just know her as, you know, sort of
weird.
this primate gorilla scientist person. So there's a lot to play with that. Yeah.
100%. I'd be curious to see. Even if she does bad, she's not going to go home. They'll make her safe, or she'll save herself. Now, who the fuck is this?
Wait, I can't see that name.
Is that Dawn?
Megan McCain.
Is Dawn doing Megan McCain?
Megan McCain.
Wow. Oh, that, Lord. That could be funny.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you a cunty story about her.
Of course. Like, please,
this. I will tell you.
Oh, fuck. Okay, good. Later.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's this episode. Another week of Drag Race. Nico, you're the most fucking fun person. I love you so much. And I'm so glad we get to be dumb homosexuals together.
Let's
go hang out.
I was going to say, let's get dim sum soon, please.
I want that. Yeah. Let's do it. I'm going to text you after
craving.
This. And actually,
I've had a craving. Yeah.
We're going to put it on the books. To get some buns in your mouth. oh shit. So where can we support you? Remind us one more time where we can find you and support you.
I'm on Instagram at Nico Santos. I am going to be doing stand up on the road in March. March 15th, I'm in Seattle. March 17th, I'm in Portland. And March 20th, I'm at the Independent in San Francisco.
Oh my God, Nico, I just have to say, Nico, I met Nico when you were doing stand-up. You have to go watch Nico do stand-up. Listeners, you're not ready. You're not ready because Nico doesn't fucking slay. He burns the building down. You know how to fucking trap an audience in your taint and suffocate them with laughter.
Kill them with my taint?
Yes. Mm, okay. Go watch Nico. We'll put that link below as well.
Yeah.
Okay. Love you.
I love you.
Beats. Till next time, my dears. Oh, wait. I forgot to read a review. Let's read a review. If you like Drag Her Podcast, give us a 5-star review on the pod. Follow us at Drag Her Podcast on Instagram. You can give us a nice or mean review. I don't give a shit. Here's one from Lyons. 5 stars, what a treat. It says, in the words of Maya Iman LePage, this podcast is great. Thank you, Lyons. We fucking love you to bits. Keep those reviews coming and stay tuned for my UKV The World 2 coverage. We're doing rants to cover that shit. Ooh, baby. And till next time. Let the music play.
That was a HeadGum Original.